Greetings, readers. Welcome to the November edition of Library News. A familiar voice from Library News will be leaving this month. Tyler Sweat, the library's accessible media specialist, has accepted another position at the Kansas University Medical Center in Kansas City. We will miss him, but wish him well in his new position.
Now for the top 10 most downloaded nonfiction books from Bard. The Ultimate Meal Prep Cookbook. One grocery list, a week of meals, no waste. DB108750 by America's Test Kitchen. Turn meal prep aspirations into dinnertime reality. One short shopping list gets you 5 weeknight meals. Meal prep no longer means filling your freezer with boring casseroles, dipping into the same pot of beans every day for a week, or spending all day Sunday cooking. Instead, use these smart meal plans to customize fast, fresh dinners that fit your ever-changing schedule. They've done the work of building 25 weekly meal plans that minimize shopping and kitchen time and guide you through prep-ahead options, make-ahead options, and ingredient substitutions. So now you can reap the benefits to make your life easier, your grocery bill lower, and your dinners better. Perversion of Justice, The Jeffrey Epstein Story, DBC 27413 by Julie K. Brown. Dauntless journalist Julie K. Brown recounts her uncompromising and risky investigation of Jeffrey Epstein's underage sex trafficking operation and the explosive reporting for the Miami Herald that finally brought him to justice while exposing the powerful people and broken system that protected him. Descriptions of sex, strong language. Burnt Toast and Other Disasters, a book of heroic hacks, fabulous fixes, and secret sauces. DB108581 by Cal Peternell. Dinner's looking meh. Maybe the stove was left unattended for just a second too long for your original plan. Maybe the on-sale meat at the supermarket isn't looking quite worth the savings after 2 days in the fridge. Do you waste food and time trying to start from scratch or money ordering takeout? No, you face up to the facts, step up your game, and transform that cooking conundrum into a delicious meal. The best way to do that? Follow the guidance of Cal Peternell, a chef coming out of the restaurant kitchen to meet cooks where they are with this funny, practical manual for making bad food good. Though many pro chefs may be able to get their sustainably sourced, locally grown, 100% grass-fed, organic ingredients and gently guide them through careful preparation to a simply sublime dish, most of us don't achieve farm-to-table perfection in every step of the process. From facing down third-day leftovers that have lost a little of their luster to the limits of their local supermarket's quality, many home cooks start at a disadvantage. With his signature dry wit and years of experience cooking for everyone from high-end restaurant patrons to his hungry family, Cal Peternell is here to level the playing field with his bag of tricks for turning standard or substandard fare into a meal to be proud of, troubleshooting such situations as making the best of burned food, burned your toast, time to make cheesy onion bread pudding, hacking packaged food, including 5 variations on macaroni and cheese, things restaurants often do wrong and you can do better, including pesto, queso, bean dip, ranch, and more, spicing up lackluster vegetables, Brocco tacos dazzle both in name and in flavor, snazzing up dishes with special sauces for the boring, including vegetable purees and an infinite variety of savory butter sauces. Cal also includes a series of hilarious old man cocktails, ranging from the bitter old man, one part bitter, one part brandy, to the wise old man, 8 ounces of water and a good night's sleep. Up your cooking game by learning how to spin anything in your pantry or fridge into something special with Burnt Toast and Other Disasters.
Caution, Blind Priest Driving, the story of Father Thomas J. Carroll, changing the public's perception of blindness. DB107915. Rachel Ether Rosenbaum. Reverend Thomas J. Carroll, a priest of the Archdiocese of Boston, who after serving as auxiliary chaplain to the blinded veterans of World War II, returned to Boston to transform the Catholic Guild for the Blind, renamed the Carroll Center for the Blind, from a social welfare agency to one providing training for newly blinded adults to restore their independence and return to sighted society. Some strong language. Age-Related Macular Degeneration, What You Should Know, DBC 24810, National Eye Institute. Fact-filled overview regarding age-related macular degeneration includes diagnostics, disease stages, treatment, self-help, research, and additional resources. Glaucoma, What You Should Know, DBC 24811, National Eye Institute. Fact-filled overview about glaucoma includes diagnostics, treatment, self-help, research, use of eye drops, and additional resources. Shadow on the Hill, A True Story of a 1925 Kansas Murder, DBC 06579, Diana Starsenek Dean. On Decoration Day in 1925, John Knobloch returned to his Kansas farm to find his wife slaughtered on the kitchen floor. Within hours, dozens of lawmen, family members, well-meaning neighbors, and gawkers paraded through the Knobloch farmstead, contaminating and destroying what little evidence was left behind. A small team of inexperienced lawmen, including a newly elected sheriff who had never run a murder investigation, attempted to reconstruct and solve the most gruesome murder in the history of Coffee County, Kansas. Some violence.
Chase Darkness With Me, How One True Crime Writer Started Solving Murders, DB 108764, by Billy Jensen and Karen Kilgariff. Journalist Billy Jensen spent 15 years investigating unsolved murders, fighting for the families of victims. Every story he wrote had one thing in common. They didn't have an ending. The killer was still out there. But after the sudden death of a friend, crime writer and author of I'll Be Gone in the Dark, Michelle McNamara, Billy became fed up. Following a dark night, he came up with a plan to investigate past the point when the cops had given up, a plan to solve the murders himself. You'll ride shotgun as Billy identifies the Halloween mask murderer, finds a missing girl in the California Redwoods, and investigates the only other murder in New York City on 9/11. You'll hear intimate details of the hunts for two of the most terrifying serial killers in history, his friend Michelle McNamara's pursuit of the Golden State Killer and his own quest to find the murderer of the Allenstown Four. And Billy gives you the tools and rules to help solve murders yourself. There is violence and strong language. The Lives and Times of Bonnie and Clyde, DBC 26781, by E.R. Milner. The author cuts through myth and legend to reveal the truth about the infamous crime duo Bonnie and Clyde. He traces their backgrounds, noting the events that bring the two outlaws together, and follows their violent path until their death in an ambush. There is violence. Bluebell Ice Cream, A Century at the Little Creamery in Brenham, Texas, 1907 to 2007. DBC 18395. By Dorothy McLeod McInerney. This book gives readers a taste of what makes Bluebell the best ice cream in the country. The story begins when Bluebell wasn't called Bluebell, and it didn't yet make ice cream. Takes you through three generations of the family-run business, and culminates with details about special centennial festivities.
The National Library Service's Braille on Demand program is now allowing patrons to request up to 5 books per month. This project will allow Active Iowa Library for the Blind patrons to request and receive hard copy Braille titles to keep for personal use. The form to request a Braille on Demand book can be found at www.surveymonkey.com/r/NLS Braille on Demand. Patrons may complete the form themselves or contact their network library for assistance. They may also contact NLS Reference at nlsref@loc.gov for assistance in completing the form. Please let us know here at the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled if you have any questions or need assistance completing the form.
The Library's Instructional Material Center successfully launched a new accessible educational material ordering platform last month. Athena offers an easy-to-use ordering portal and allows for better tracking of students' orders by the teacher and IMC staff. For more information, go to idbimclibrary.blog. Makerspace Monday will be held Monday, November 14th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Iowa Department for the Blind. Very special guest, Michelle Brown, is sharing the process that goes into making your own drawing charcoals. Participants will have the opportunity to experience the transformation of a willow branch into drawing charcoal and to do some drawing of their own.
Make sure to check out October's Library Chat. We spoke with a special guest about our building's storied past, as well as toured a few spooky places in the building. Also, save the date. On Friday, December 2nd, from 7 to 9:30 p.m., the Friends of the Iowa Library for the Blind will host their annual Barbershop Quartet Holiday Concert Fundraiser. It will be held in the Assembly Room at the Iowa Department for the Blind. Stay tuned for more details.
The library will be closed on Friday, November 11th, in observance of Veterans Day. We will also be closed on Thursday, November 24th, and Friday, November 25th, for the Thanksgiving holiday. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!